Dictation for Joseph Fisk, F-I-S-K, December 22nd, 74. Addressed as a letter to John J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 828-6853. Dear John J-O-N, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Fisk with hypertensive emergency, manifesting as acute renal failure, as well as hypertensive cardiomyopathy and pulmonary edema. Received some degree of diuresis, blood pressure medications were adjusted, lisinopril, clonidine discontinued. He stopped smoking alcohol, has advanced renal failure, has proteinuria but no nephrotic range. Please refer to my notes in the hospital. I review notes over the last few years at your office. Blood pressure was fair to well controlled. It's not clear the sudden exacerbation. He did not miss taking medications on a regular basis. He's careful with the salt, to go back to work tomorrow, to follow with cardiology, Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, has persistent dyspnea, cough from smoking, no pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, presently no edema. Other review system is negative. Present medications includes Coric, Norvasc, Lasix, Hydralazine, of potassium. Recently started on Trelegy inhaler. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today blood pressure 162/92 on the right sided. Lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries few days ago, creatinine 3.5 improving, representing a GFR of 20. Upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis and low sodium, normal albumin calcium, normal glucose, minor increase of ALT, other liver function test normal. No anemia, high hemoglobin from a smoker. Most recent pro-BNP at 7,000. I want to mention that back in July 2022, creatinine was 1.3. It has high cholesterol, high LDL, next paragraph, in the hospital we did extensive serology, antinuclear antibodies, complement levels were normal, no evidence for hepatitis B, C, or HIV, the protein creatinine ratio was 2.5, significant but not reaching nephrotic range. There was some thrombocytopenia in the hospital, and given the hypertension, microangiopathic picture was looked, including, of course, severe hypertension. We did testing to make sure that there is no evidence for antiphospholipid, which was negative, including lupus anticoagulant. Echocardiogram shows right and left severe left ventricular hypertrophy. The texture by echo was increased. Cardiology suggested to do rule out of amyloidosis. The test, however, was incomplete, needs to be repeated. They only did protein electrophoresis without immunofixation or free light change. Next paragraph. There is no obstruction of the kidneys, anal urinary retention. The right-sided ureter is generous inside, but not severe enough. .7 on the right, 9.6 on the left. The CT scan of the head was negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient presented with hypertensive emergency manifesting with acute renal failure, proteinuria, as well as hypertensive cardiomyopathy, symptomatic with pulmonary edema. Medications were adjusted. Blood pressure remains not controlled. I'm going to increase his coric, the dose at night at 25 milligrams. For the time being, off ACE inhibitors and ARBs. We're going to do blood tests every 2 weeks. Azotemia appears to be stabilizing. Presently, no evidence of pulmonary edema. Some physical findings for COPD smoking. He will follow with cardiology. We will update for monoclonal protein for any potential light chain amyloidosis. However, they might need to also test him for other sources of amyloidosis. Likely the heart changes are from hypertension. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor chemistries, electrolytes, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, hemoglobin, and PTH. They will check blood pressure at home. He needs to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. He has problems of impotence, which is related to hypertension. We will do a renal Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis. Testing for primary hyperaldosteronism are negative. All issues discussed at length. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.